You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got on a plane yesterday to fly back to Denver, and I'm going to tell you something. I had the highs and lows of travel. Something that has never happened to me before happened at the airport.
Oh, I was going to say they sat you in coach.
don't be crazy.
Hey-oh.
I ain't never doing that. I don't ride in steerage. No, you know how you get out to an airport and you've got to queue up to security and you do that like Disneyland thing back and forth until you finally get up to the agent and they look at your, you know, your ID and look at you and then they look at your boarding pass, blah, blah, blah. You got to queue. It takes, hell, there's been times at DIA where it took me close to an hour to get through that line.
Oof.
Yesterday when I got to the airport, I walked up. There was, when I say nobody in line, I'm not exaggerating.
Nobody. It was just you.
Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson is the busiest airport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked right up to the TSA person, handed him my stuff. I was through security in less than 3 minutes. That includes going through the little conveyor belt thing and putting your laptop in there and taking your shoes off. 3 minutes from the time I walked up to got out, about 180 seconds.
That's really impressive.
Yes. So
that never happens.
Never. So I made a little mental note. Tuesday travel from now on.
Good for you, buddy. Tuesday travel. How was flight and everything?
See, that's just it. I come out of the security line and I'm thinking, oh, everything's going my way.
Yeah.
3 hour and 20 minute flight, and there was a loud child like 2 to 3 rows back.
Yeah.
That even my noise-canceling headphones could not keep out. loud. And I think what it is, because when you're on a plane, you know, the sound of those engines, it's like...
Yeah.
But usually what you do is you lean over to the person you're with, but as a toddler, they don't know. So everything they were doing was this... And that was 3 hours screaming,
buddy.
And I was like, okay.
What can you do about that when you're on a plane?
Nothing.
I mean,
there's nothing
you can't. Is it not polite to walk over to that parent and be like, can you do anything? Or
I thought about it, but at the same time, it's tough traveling with little kids. You know that. You've traveled with little kids.
So I'm sympathetic to those parents now that I see on public transportation or in a store or wherever, because it's like, I've been there. I've totally been there, and I just, you know, I nod at those people now, and I give them a little smile, and I'm just like, hey, I get it. I see what you're going through. And
Look, it's no picnic for them either.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So
the father was that father, though. I really ought to write something about this, some article or something, because there's this thing where people want to show off around everyone around them how they parent.
Yeah.
And so they speak really loud to the child, and they want to make sure that everyone hears.
Yeah.
How they are parenting. And I was like,
well, it's, I think
we don't need a show.
They're doing that because they want to kind of project that, hey, I'm trying to get a hold on this.
No, I'm not even talking about them parenting them to get them to be quiet. I'm talking about just overall, like, okay, so what we're going to do now is they're going to pull that thing away and then you got to buckle your seatbelt.
So you're over explaining every little thing.
Over explaining and loudly so everyone can hear how adorable you are with your child.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, just buckle the kid's seatbelt.
Let's
barf just
down.
Keep going.
I didn't do that.
But I'm like you. I do sympathize when you've got a screaming child or whatever on an airplane. It's like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
There's a lot of people say you give them Benadryl or something to kind of knock them out. But
well, I've heard now the big thing is the kids' melatonin is big, but you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. I've read some articles and listened to some podcasts on that, and that can really basically jack up your kids' hormones and make them start puberty early. So that's essentially what I have read on the kids' melatonin.
Oh, well, I don't want that.
So yeah, you don't want a little...
Kids start puberty these days at 7 anyway.
It's so early. It's so early.
What was your day yesterday?
So I had to take care of my wife yesterday, a little knick-knack. She had to actually go in for a colonoscopy. Over the last couple months, she's been experiencing some things that kind of align with more serious issues, you know, a la colon cancer and things like that. And so we're like, you know what? Let's not mess with this. Let's get you in and get you checked out. And luckily yesterday, clean as a whistle.
Good.
They didn't have to pull anything out. No polyps, no concerns. She's got a really good looking colon. They got some pictures.
So what you're saying is she's been faking it.
She's been faking it, right. She just wanted some attention. So yeah, just taking care of her so I had to take care of the kids and then, you know, go sit in the car for 2 hours while they did the procedure and then get her home and she was groggy for the rest of the day.
Isn't it funny how loopy people are when they come out of that?
It's crazy. And I get they've got some new stuff now that they give you that doesn't fully knock you out. So you're still kind of, you can answer questions and
you can talk.
I know. And then they've even changed it. The prep is different because I got mine 2 years ago and it was where you had to chug all that gross stuff. It's 24 pills now that you have to take.
You are kidding me.
So you get a little vial of 12 pills you got to take the first day, and you drink a bunch of water and liquid and whatever with it. And then the morning of, you take 12 more pills. And away you go, and then you head in. Yeah, so it's super simple now. Super simple. And it really is no big deal. I mean, it's one of these things that everyone gets all puckered about. Yeah. But
could save your life.
You got to do it, and it could save your life. And it's, you're in and out in like 45 minutes. And we were having the conversation about, you know, the doctors that do this on a daily basis. You know, it's like, don't be shy about it. It's, they've seen one, they've seen them all, essentially. You know, it's like, this is another job for them. It's just what they do on a daily basis.
I will say, though, along those lines, my best buddy Milo, his wife does that. She's a nurse doing colonoscopies. And she used to say, Dom, come in. We, you know, we need to do yours, Dom. And I was like, honey, I'm going to get one done, but it ain't going to be you. Because I am not going to have a good friend of mine there doing that procedure.
You don't want
on
that. You don't want
like,
a friend
I
doing
have
that.
To party with you later, Sharon. I'm not going to be doing that.
No, yeah, she could be in there taking some selfies or something that might pop up later.
While I'm out of it on propofol.
Who
she's
wants
gonna,
to see Dom's butt?
She's going to take like a little action figure and have it coming out or something.
Hot wheel car.